Today on Gardening in a Minute, vines. Vines are a beautiful addition to any landscape, and many thrive in Florida's mild climate. Vines can function in the landscape in lots of ways. When grown on arbors, they provide lovely doorways to our homes or transitions from one area of the landscape to another. Trees, fences, and walls can be softened or transformed with vines like English ivy and passion vine. A deciduous vine grown over a patio provides a cool retreat in the summer and a sunny outdoor living area in the winter. Muscadine and bunch grapes are deciduous vines that also produce a tasty fruit. Vines can be used as living walls that provide privacy and can attract birds and other wildlife. If you choose carefully, you could even have flowers year-round. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, butterfly gardening. Butterfly gardening is a popular hobby with many rewards. It's not hard to get butterflies to your landscape, but it does take a little planning. Butterfly gardens should provide food for both adult butterflies and their caterpillars. Though many butterflies will drink nectar from a variety of flowering plants, their caterpillars are often limited as to which plants they can feed on. A wide assortment of flowers is better than having just a few kinds. Butterflies are attracted to brightly colored, simple flowers with good places to perch. To make sure that nectar is always available, choose your flowers so that something's always in bloom. Select plants that are suitable for your landscape and use pesticides carefully to avoid harming your butterfly guests and other beneficial insects. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Confederate Jasmine. Confederate jasmine is a beautiful evergreen vine with a misleading name, as it's neither a true jasmine nor a plant native to the South, but it is used frequently in southern landscapes. Confederate jasmine grows as a tangle of slender stems with glossy leaves. In the spring, it sprouts delicate white pinwheel-shaped flowers with an intoxicating jasmine-like scent. Confederate jasmine prefers a well-drained location in full or part sun and can be planted throughout the state. It's drought-tolerant once established, easy to maintain, and practically pest-free. Confederate jasmine can be used to soften walls and fences or on arbors and pergolas. It can be grown in containers or even be trained as a ground cover. Plant it by a patio or a window for a thrill to your senses. For more information on Confederate jasmine and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fragrance gardens. Scent is one of the strongest human senses, and fragrance gardens can add a new dimension to your landscape. With thoughtful planning and design, it's not hard to create a pleasant fragrance garden using the tangy scent of tea olive blooms, the heady perfume of gardenia flowers, or the resinous smell of pine needles. Many edible plants, such as tomato, citrus, and herbs, have strong scents that can be incorporated into your fragrance garden. Some plants release their fragrance with the heat of the sun, while others emit a scent only when crushed. Some plants, like night-blooming jasmine, moonvine, and angel's trumpet, have a scent only at night. Fragrance gardens can remind you to stop and smell the roses. For more information on fragrance gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, star anise shrubs. Star anise is a rapidly growing evergreen native shrub with inconspicuous greenish-yellow flowers. The leaves of this plant are olive green and give off a distinctive odor of licorice when bruised or crushed. The slender branches often droop to the ground, giving a rounded open canopy. Star anise shrubs can be used for dense hedges or windbreaks or pruned as an espalier or border plant. Star anise will grow to a height of 15 to 20 feet and a breadth of over 10 feet. It grows well in sun or shade, but will be thinner in the shade. It appreciates rich soil and plenty of moisture, but will easily survive harsher conditions. Star anise is a gardener's dream as it's pest-free, cold-hardy, and easy to grow. For more information on star anise and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.